Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Our guest, as I mentioned her earlier in the hour, her name is Azriella Jaffe. She is a coach and a consultant. She's the author of two outstanding books. One of them, both of them we have talked about on the show before. The first one that I knew about was called Honey, I Want to Start My Own Business, A Planning Guide for Couples. And the second one is called Let's Go Into Business Together, 8 Secrets of Successful Business Partnering. She's also the author of the brand new book coming out, which is called Starting from No, 10 Strategies to Overcome Your Fear of Rejection and Succeed in Business. She's a member of the International Coaching Federation, National Speakers Association, and for 15 years she's been coaching and consulting with individuals, couples, and corporations. And she's a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust, and she's my friend, Azriella Jaffe. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's always good to have you with us. Before we get into discussing your new book, there's a couple of things that I wanted to say. One thing I wanted to say first, Azriella, if you don't mind, and then something else that I want to ask you. First, I want to remind everybody that at least as of this morning, my information, Azriella, is that there are 3 American soldiers who are being held captive over in Serbia.
Wow.
And
that's probably a joke, unfortunately.
Hmm? No, this is serious, folks. Absolutely. In fact, many of you will know this because you've been watching the news. But apparently, they were on a reconnaissance mission in Macedonia. They got close to the border. They were captured, and are being held hostage. And according to the pictures that I saw, Azriella, they look like they've been scuffed up a little bit. And I just want all of us to during our day today, please take a moment and have some special thoughts and some prayers for those individuals especially and all the other, all of our other sons and daughters who are in harm's way over in that part of the world. And my audience knows that I've been trying to remind us of that every day for the last several days, but I especially want to send our thoughts and prayers out to those 3 young men and their families and all those people who know them. And so, Azriella, I just wanted to say that. Also, today is April 1st, and today is also Passover. And Azriella, I know you are of the Jewish faith, and I'd like for you to take just a moment and talk to our audience a little bit about what Passover means to you as a Jewish person.
Well, it actually ties in with what you just said about people on the other side of the world. We take freedom for granted in this country, and the point of Passover really is for Jews to remember the fact that we came from slavery. And if you do a Seder with meaning, then what you're thinking about is the gratitude that you have for God and the people who came before you to help you be free in this moment, and also to take a look at the ways that you are still enslaved in your life and what you'd like to do to get free. And I'm sure there's probably a whole lot of people listening to this show who are not yet self-employed, who think about self-employment as a way to be free and think about it as a way to get out of the enslavement of doing something in their job they don't want to do. If you are self-employed, then you know that the concept of being free in self-employment is only the way you look at it when you're not there. Then when you get there, you realize you aren't free at all. So I hate to burst that little bubble. But
what was that song? Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
I mean, I certainly do feel more free in some ways than I ever did in my corporate work that I did for many, many years. But I also don't feel necessarily free the way some people think they'll feel when they start a business. But
Right. Really,
the point of Passover, for me personally, is to be in a place of gratitude and appreciation for all that I take for granted on a regular basis.
Thank you, Azriella, for that. That was very well said. That means a lot to me, and I know it does to my audience. Very, very well said. And I appreciate the way you tied all that into our central theme on this show, and that's small business owners and dreamers and people who are dreaming about having some control over their life, having some self-determination. And that's what the Passover is all about, isn't it?
It's certainly part of it, yeah.
Yeah, part of it. Good part of it.
Another thing that we can keep in mind, too, is that we try, and we did last evening in our Seder, we try to invite a non-Jew or somebody who's not familiar with all this to our Seder table. And I think it says something important about, the kinds of people I know who are attracted to you and your show, Jim, are those of us who want to make a difference in the world and also who aren't coming from a place where the only people we associate with are people just like ourselves. And to the extent that we can make our lives as diverse as possible and reach out to people who are of different faiths and persuasions and educate them about where we're coming from and learn from them, all the better.
What a great message, Azriella. I'm so proud of you for saying all that. You know, I have lots of Jewish friends and have had for a long time, and I've never been invited to a Seder.
Oh, well, you're invited here next year if you want to travel to
Pennsylvania.
I'd like to.
No, you might be surprised. I may show up.
You know, it was funny. Last night what happened is somebody came by to take a group photograph of our family, if you can believe this, for something that we're involved in. He was supposed to come by for 15 minutes, take a picture, and leave. And very spontaneously, I just said to him, have you ever been to a Passover Seder? He had not. I said, would you like to join us? And he looked at me with just complete shock. The man was like 65 years old. He'd never even been in a Jewish home, I don't think.
Oh, no.
And he said, are you sure I wouldn't be in a position? I said, no, it's considered a mitzvah, which in our, you know, means it's a blessing to invite him to the table. He goes,
right.
Well, I have to call my wife. Anyway, he ended up as a guest at our table, and it was very spontaneous and lovely.
That's funny. I got a quick funny story to tell you about sort of like that, not exactly, but I have some friends who are Jews who when my friend was growing up, they decorated their home and everything for Hanukkah, and the local authorities were going around the neighborhoods looking for the best house that had been decorated for Christmas. And the people didn't know that they were Jewish, and their house won.
<That's funny.
laughs> Okay, well, folks, it's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Azriella Jaffe is our very good friend. When we come back, we're going to talk about 10 strategies to help you overcome your fear of rejection and how to succeed in business afterwards. All right, we are back. It's 24 after the hour. 888-822-8255. That's the phone number to call if you'd like to join us, if you'd like to ask a question, if you'd like to tell us about what you're up against in overcoming the fear of rejection, because that's basically the subject of today. Our special guest is Azriella Jaffe. She is the author of the new book called Starting from No, 10 Strategies to Overcome Your Fear of Rejection and Succeed in Business. And if you've got a thought that, if you've got something that's on your mind about rejection, about overcoming the fear of rejection, you're having difficulty with it, you're a salesperson, or you're trying to get a job and you're having difficulty going out and approaching someone about a job, give us a call and talk to us. We'll be glad to help you. If you feel uncomfortable about that at all, I don't need to know what your name is. I'd like to know something. I'd like to be able to call you something, but I don't have to know where you're from. Just give us a call. It can be totally anonymous. And the phone number is 888-822-8255. Azriella Jaffe is our special guest. Azriella, I know your book is just now hitting the shelves. Now, tell us where it's available.
Literally. It's on the way to the bookstores. Well, it might even be in the bookstores at this point, but it just arrived on my doorstep last week.
Okay, good. But it's available. Can they get it online now?
You can get it on Amazon, and you can also get it in any bookstore. It may be on the shelves, or you can certainly order it. It's now available.
It's definitely on the way, folks. And if you want to see a book, you want to get a book that's just off the presses, this is one of them. Let's talk about your 10 strategies to overcome your fear of rejection. Let's identify what this is. Before we talk about the 10 strategies, let's make sure that our audience understands what we're talking about.
Well, actually, that's one of the strategies. We have this expression in this world of fear of rejection, fear of rejection, fear of rejection. And the reason why I wrote this book was a number of reasons, but it started when I watched my husband many years ago trying to start a business and having a very difficult time with the sales process of his business. And it was the first time in his life, other than, you know, maybe as you and I talked about, you know, asking me for a date or something earlier in our life together, it was the first time he had to really handle serious rejection. Mm-hmm. Had a very difficult time with it. And then I, as an author and speaker, was suddenly thrown into the public world. And, of course, all of my work is critiqued, and I get email and mail and all kinds of commentary on the work that I do. So I had to deal with rejection. And mm-hmm. The first thing that I noticed was that what makes somebody else's hot buttons go hot is very different than what might make mine. And so there is really no such thing as this general term called fear of rejection. So here's an example. And my husband, his paralyzing fear was that he was going to be rejected by people that he knew, and he could not call on anybody that he knew, family, friends, warm market, any of that kind of stuff. Couldn't do it. It was really painful for him. Well, I have now interviewed, of course, many hundreds of people for this book, and what I find is that for some people, it's a piece of cake asking people they know for anything. It's mm-hmm. walking in front of a stranger that's a problem for them. Well, you look at that particular situation, and you can't say fear of rejection is the same for each of those individuals. And what's really going on, if you take a look at it, is that we're not afraid of rejection. What we're afraid of is what will happen if we're rejected. And that fear is different for each person. It may be that you're afraid of being humiliated. Maybe that you're afraid of not being perfect and not doing everything exactly the way you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that you're afraid of not being able to provide for your family, and it's really a financial fear that's driving you. There are a number of fears that I outline in the first chapter of this book. So actually one of the strategies for overcoming your fear of rejection is to really learn what exactly is it that you are afraid of and not to worry about what somebody else might be afraid of, because that really doesn't matter. Once you figure out what you're afraid of, then we can take a look at how to work around it. But
now,
if you don't even know what's driving you, then you're in trouble.
Somebody out there saying, I know I have fear of rejection, but I don't know how to find out what I'm afraid of. How do we do that?
Well, ask yourself some questions. When you are in a position where you don't want to pick up the phone, you don't want to make a call, what is it you're telling yourself? What's the noise in your head? What are the actual words that you're saying to yourself that is keeping you from some kind of business activity? Or another way to think about it is, what are you worrying about on a regular basis? What is it that keeps you up at night or makes you concerned about your business success?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the patterns in your life. Are you a perfectionist? Are you the kind of person who always wants to get things right? Are you a people pleaser? Are you the kind of person who has a very difficult time with the idea that anybody might not like you? Take a look at your personality and how you tend to deal with the rest of your life, because, of course, business is not a separate issue. So if you're afraid of something in your personal life, is probably going to show up in your business life.
Well, one of the things that you need to realize is that we're talking about business here. We're talking about selling something, or we're talking about asking someone for a job. I mean, it's just business. It's not personal. People do it all the time. And I want, when we come back, I want to talk about that a little bit more, because to me, setting up, identifying what you're doing, what you're trying to accomplish, to me, ought to help you to overcome whatever fear of rejection that you have. It's 29 after the hour, folks. We've got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Azriella Jaffe is our special guest. She's the author of Starting From No. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. All right, welcome back, Heroes. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I want to remind you that coming up in the next hour, Joan Pride is going to be with us. Joan is Associate Editor with the Kiplinger Washington Letters, and we're going to be reviewing the most recent Kiplinger letter. And coming up tomorrow, John O'Donohue, the author of Anam Cara. He's a priest in Ireland. You've heard him before. He's been on the show before. He's going to be with us tomorrow. We're going to be talking about spiritual things. We're going to be talking about your spiritual life and how important that is to your success. Also, Lewis Key is going to be with us. And Lewis is going to be talking to us about something that's a little bit new, prepaid legal services. You've heard of prepaid phone cards. Well, this is prepaid legal services, and we're going to be talking about that, and that's all coming up tomorrow. But right now, our special guest is our very good friend, Azriella Jaffe. And Azriella, about a year ago, maybe just a little over a year ago, something really special happened to you.
March 29th, right?
Yeah.
I was supposed to have an April Fool's baby, and it was appropriate since this was a very unexpected baby, so we got a good kick out of the fact that that was my due date. But in any case, he showed up on March 29th.
Elijah.
That's right. I went into early labor because I was getting ready for Passover, and I had to work so hard.
I remember that. You were actually supposed to be on my show sometime in March. I've forgotten exactly when, and you weren't able to do it because you were of your impending delivery. But anyway, I remember that the day he was born, you emailed me literally within an hour or two.
Well, there's the story behind that, of course, is that I have a newsletter which anybody listening can get just by emailing me at az@azriella.com. And it's a newsletter for entrepreneurial couples or anybody who's concerned about work and family issues. And I almost lost Elijah in my pregnancy. I had almost a miscarriage, and I don't normally talk about God, as it's not a spiritual newsletter necessarily, but it is a heartfelt newsletter. And when I was on bed rest and on the verge of losing Elijah, I put a prayer request out to that list. And I was inundated with hundreds and hundreds of prayers from all over the world for my and Elijah's health. And a couple of days later, when I returned to the doctor, all evidence of problems were gone, and Elijah carried to full delivery. So I had Elijah at home, and I was therefore able to hobble my way into my home office, and 2 hours after he was born, I let everybody on the UCS know.
She sure did.
I really felt like they had a part of it.
And I got that, and the next morning I announced to my audience, and some of you may remember that Elijah had been born, and that was the power of prayer. and I'm thankful for that, Azrella. I'll give out your website again one more time because I want them to know how to contact you and to be able to receive your great newsletters.
Yes, I'll give you my email address. If you want my website, then you can either get it through Jim's site or email me, and I'll give you the address. It's a long one. But my email is simple. It's az@azriella, that's spelled azriella.com. I have 3 free online newsletters for people who are entrepreneurs and small business owners. So just email me, tell me what you want, and I'd be happy to subscribe to you.
And I receive those myself, folks, and I recommend them to you. They're outstanding. Azriella, let's get back into the fear of rejection. And one of the things that I was saying earlier is that many people who have the fear of rejection, and by the way, I've been selling for a long, long, long time, several decades, and sometimes I still experience a little bit of a fear of rejection. And what you have to do is you have to talk to yourself, and as you've said before, and you have to make sure that you recognize what you're afraid of, because if it's business, then you have to realize that every day people say yes and people say no, and that no one takes it personally. If I have something to sell and I try to sell it to you, then you don't mind me offering you this, my product or service, because you're in business, and that's what business people do. If you're trying to get a job, that's what employees and employers do. They talk to each other about whether you'd like to hire me or I'd like to go to work for you. It's try to keep it where you realize you believe that it's not personal, and that you just put your best foot forward.
If I could make a suggestion, I'm going to play a little devil's advocate with you, Jim. Okay. I know you're a long time now, so I know I can do this. The thing you have to be very, very careful about is this. All of us have a certain sensitivity to some kinds of rejection, that no matter how much sales training and no matter how many books you read and no matter what you do to try to get over it, it's still going to be there. This comes from childhood. This comes from deep personal wounds that you've had over the years. It comes from your personality. And this is what I witnessed with my husband, and now after talking with so many other people, I've heard the same thing. He enrolled himself in thousands of dollars of sales training to try to get over his, quote, fear of rejection. And, you know, of course, he heard, as you're saying, over and over again, the idea about not taking it personally. But the problem was that he couldn't get over taking it personally in certain arenas, and all that did is make him feel worse, because now not only was he failing at the job, but then he was also feeling like he should be able to get over it. So here's what I suggest. There are some places in your business life that you're not ever going to be able to not take it personally. It's just too hard. So what I suggest then is craft your business and craft your activity so that you're selling in a way that isn't going to push that particular button. It doesn't mean that you can't do exactly what you're saying, Jim, which is to learn how to not take it personally. But what I find is that you can learn how to not take some kinds of business activities so personally, and others you're better off kind of working around it or just dealing with it when it happens, rather than trying to make yourself believe that you shouldn't take anything personally. Because the fact is, Jim, you understand this, we are passionately involved in our businesses,
mm-hmm.
and no matter what we do, if we're sensitive human beings, we are going to take some things personally. I mean, I will never, ever get to the point where if somebody writes to me and tells me that something that I have said or done in my work upset them, that I would look at that. I mean, I hope I never get to the point that I would get a letter from somebody complaining about something, and I would just go, who cares?
No, I agree with you. I guess the thing that the people that I'm trying to focus my comment on are people who are new to business, and they don't realize that. They don't realize that they've got a product to sell. If the guy says no, it's just because he doesn't need what you have to sell. It doesn't mean that he doesn't like what you have to sell.
You got it.
And that's one of the keys, especially for new people. Folks, we've got to take a quick break. It's 39 after the hour. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. Have you ever had the fear of rejection? Tell us what you did about it. We're back. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 44 after the hour. And our special guest is our good friend, Azrella Jaffe. Azrella is the author of 3 books, 2 that I have in front of me. One is brand new. I don't even have a copy yet. And the first one that I knew of was called Honey, I Want to Start My Own Business, A Planning Guide for Couples. It's been a rousing success. Forward, there's a forward in it by John Gray, Ph.D. He's the Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus book. Also, the second one that I have is called Let's Go Into Business Together, 8 Secrets of Successful Business Partnering, which we've talked about on the show before, as well as the other book, and her brand new book, which is called Starting From No, 10 Strategies to Overcome Your Fear of Rejection and Succeed in Business. And that's what we've been talking about this hour, is how to overcome your fear of rejection, how to identify it, and what to do about it, and how to keep it from the fear of rejection from keeping you from succeeding. And Ezra, your books are available on online. They're available in bookstores. And please give us your email address one more time so they can, so my audience can contact you.
Sure. It's az@azriela.com.
And folks, if you're noodling around on my website, go to the Brain Trust section. Look up Azriela's name. There's a bio in there for her. There are links to her website and her email. And from there, you can connect to her and order her free newsletters. They're free, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. And I like to give things away on the show. My audience knows that. Azriela, let's get back into the fear of rejection. And your second point there's 10 strategies to overcome fear of rejection is find your motivator. What do you mean by that?
Well, if the first step is to figure out what it is you're afraid of, then what I talk about is that there are motivations that will get you willing to get over that fear. I don't believe in the philosophy that you should think that you're going to ever eliminate your fear. I mean, for the most part, most of us are always going to be afraid of something. You can do a lot of therapy and spend a lot of money, and you're still going to be afraid of something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can probably minimize it, though, and you can figure out a way to make yourself willing to do what it takes despite the fear. And
you know, I was just going to say, you've heard of several of the great actors and entertainers who were professionals well into their 70s and 80s, and every day of their life they had to overcome the stage fright.
Absolutely. I mean, there's very few people I don't even think there's a single person I've ever seen in the public light or even in any kind of business who would tell you that they never had a fear of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
Even the most brash people you meet who look like they aren't afraid of anything are. You just have to get to know them a little bit.
Yep.
So here's the point is, what is it that motivates you to be willing to do something that's painful?
Mm-hmm.
And, for example, I have a very strong motivator, which is that I never, ever, ever want to go back to working in a corporate job. Now,
here.
On my worst days in self-employment, and believe me, I have plenty of bad days just like everybody else, one of my really strong motivators, honestly, is that I will do anything it takes to be successful in this business, in
mm-hmm.
part because I love working from my home and I love what being self-employed means to me enough that I'll do it. Now, that's just one of my motivators. But the question is, what is it in your life? I mean, what is it, Jim, that makes you when, you know, you got to get up and you got to do this radio show and you have one of those days where you go, maybe I'd like to be doing something else. Or you know, whatever. We all have those days. What is it that gets you out of the bed and in front of your office door and makes you do what it takes?
I think about the smart people that I'm going to talk to when I get on the air, like Azriela Jeffy. And that's the truth.
Well, thank you.
I mean that. I have. That's one of the things that motivates me. And I want to say that what you said earlier about your the thing that makes you that motivates you. That's one of mine also, because I was a good corporate employee for 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I know from whence you come.
Yes. And that's just one of my motivators. But the important thing is to figure out what it is that you're driving force, because if you can summon the energy that it takes to do that and to get in touch with that motivation, then it's a lot easier to get over the fear.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's talk about another one of your points. You call it accepting your limits and then stretch as far as you can.
Let me tell you something that I know is controversial, and it goes against... I mean, I also want to tell you that I have a little 3-year-old who just walked in who's got to show me her boo-boo.
That's not Elijah, is it?
No, it's actually Alana, and she's telling me all about the boo-boo on her finger.
I see.
And Daddy just came in to rescue me from having to be...
well, give Alana a hug for us there.
Okay, Alana's getting a hug. And a kiss. Got to kiss those boo-boos.
All right, good.
I've got 3 kids under age 5. I've kissed a lot of boo-boos.
That's what makes the world go round.
I feel very strongly about what I call strategy number 3, which is accepting your limits. I think that we do people a disservice when we give them a lot of rah-rah talk about the fact that you can put your mind to anything and do absolutely anything in the world. Now, it's true that you can do incredible things in the world if you have the right attitude, and I'm all for positive motivation,
mm-hmm.
but I also am all for accepting your limits and being able to create a business that's going to be successful, not because you don't have any limits, but because you're wise enough to understand what your limits are, and
right.
you put together a business plan and you put together an action plan that is not going to make you get up and do your worst nightmare every single day. So, for example, if cold calling for you is your worst nightmare, then don't set up a business where
right.
cold calling is going to be the primary force of sale.
What you're saying, don't set yourself up for failure.
You got it.
I got you. Okay, folks, it's 50 after the hour. Don't you love it? Alana came and visited her mother, and she just kept right on working and while she was hugging her baby. I love that. We'll be right back, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Azriela Jaffe is our special guest and our good friend. Stay with us. All right, we're back. It's 54 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guest is our very good friend, Azriella Jaffe. She is the author of three books I want to tell you about. Honey, I Want to Start My Own Business. Please check that one out, as well as Let's Go Into Business Together, 8 Secrets to Successful Business Partnering, and her brand spanking new book, which is, the ink is still wet on these pages, folks, called Starting From No, 10 Strategies to Overcome Your Fear of Rejection and Succeed in Business, is available online. It's available in bookstores. It's available from her website, which you can find from my website, which is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Go to the Brain Trust section. She's all over that one. And, Azriella, we're coming up in the end of the hour, and we've got to wrap it up here. I know you've got one final thought that you want to talk to us about especially, and one of the things that I know and that we all have to keep telling ourselves in small business is never give up, never give up, never give up.
Yeah, and even more, I would add to that, not just about not giving up, but be realistic about how long it does take to be successful in your business. Very, very few people understand that 3 to 5 years is not unusual for before you're profitable. And they go out in small business needing to make a significant profit in the first 6 months. It doesn't happen. They realize that it's not going to happen for them. They get discouraged and they quit.
I had a guy on a month or so ago who said his 5-year plan took 10 years.
Exactly.
It's true.
It's really true. So staying in the game and handling your fear of rejection has a lot to do with not just handling it like for a few months and then you figure you're going to be all over it and everything's going to be cool, but understanding that this is a growth process that's going to take you years. And if you're willing to have that kind of perspective, then it's a lot more likely that you're going to succeed in the long run.
That's one of the dilemmas that small business owners have. As you and I both know, small business owners are pathological optimists.
Listen, most of us would be crazy to quit our jobs and start a business if we really knew what it was going to take,
it's
right?
It's nuts, isn't it? I mean, yeah, and there's no question about it, but we're such optimists, and we have such faith. The level of faith and the level of determination in small business owners just it continues to amaze me, and I see it every day, all the time, and I'm so proud of small business owners in America today, and for that. But the dilemma is when do you stop? At what point in time? And this is a thing that small business owners go to sleep thinking about every night is when things are tough. Is this the indicator? Should I stop? Is this the end? How much farther should I go?
Well, let's talk about it in the context of fear of rejection. And let me say that I have now, you know, I've talked with enough people. I understand that there are some people who end up in professions or businesses that are so painful for them that they should stop. Mm. And they shouldn't feel bad about that. I mean, there are some people who are not geared to handle the kind of massive rejection that they would take in certain kinds of professions. It doesn't mean that they can't be successful doing another kind of business.
Right.
But for goodness sakes, if your business is going to rely on sales and you find out that sales paralyzes you, and no matter how much work you do on the subject, it still makes you sick in the morning to do it, you might have to find something else.
Right. Well, and let's remind everybody also, and I hate to say this, but it's the truth, everyone is not cut out for small business ownership.
Absolutely. And you shouldn't feel badly about that and make yourself feel like a failure. Think of it as an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And, for example, not everybody's cut out to be working from home. Does it mean you're a bad person if you don't work well from home? No, it just means that you're not an ideal home-based business professional.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we're all born to do some kind of work in this world. And all of us are experimenting, trying to find what it is. And when you figure out what it is, you'll probably stick with it forever because it'll be so perfect. But, you know, it's different than marriage, where you hope you'll find your soulmate, stay with your soulmate for the rest of your life. Most of us are going to be floating around various business opportunities and careers 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 times before we really find what works, and that's okay.
Continuing to reinvent yourself. Well said, Azriella, and that's got to be the last word. Once again, you've done a great job for us, and I appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Azriella Jaffe, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember these 10 two-letter words. If it is to be, it is up to me. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. Deborah.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.